Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there to help you with your small business, whether you're starting, running, or growing, or divesting yourself from your small business. Wherever you are on that time continuum, we've got something that you can read or listen to or ask questions about. Lots of stuff. We'll send you our newsletter every Sunday afternoon by email if you'd like to subscribe to that. We ask you to do that. That's right on the homepage. Don't forget to take our poll question, which is right on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and we'd like to know what you think. When you click your answer, you can actually see how the poll's going so far. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Very excited about having Fred Hochberg back on the show. He's the chairman, the president of the Export-Import Bank of the United States, Ex-Im Bank. And Fred, thanks for staying with us. Thanks for being part of our day today.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's always a pleasure. Fred, you've got big doings there going on at Ex-Im Bank. Tell the audience about some of the things you're working on, you and your team are working on for small businesses.
Well, one of the exciting things we're launching in the next several weeks is something called Global Access for Small Business. And this is a program of both products, financial products, better turnaround time to better serve small business owners who want to export their products overseas. We're doing webinars, which I think you just caught the first one we did a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting in some products called like Solar Express. We're adding a product that if you're a company, and maybe you're not directly exporting, but you're supplying a larger company that's exporting,
right,
we can provide you with export finance credit.
Really?
We're providing...
Slow down, Fred. Let me ask you a question. you can see my antenna running up here. So if I'm a supplier to a company,
right,
that is, and they've given me a contract for anything, I guess, for a company that's product is ultimately exported, if
right,
I need help underwriting that work until I get paid, I can talk to Ex-Im about that?
Exactly. Our first client is Case New Holland, the equipment manufacturer,
yeah,
up in Wisconsin.
Yep, they make farm equipment and heavy moving equipment. Yep.
Exactly.
Earth moving.
So
mm-hmm,
if you supply Case New Holland with goods or services, you can tender that invoice and you can get paid in 5 days.
What?
5 days. We're
wow,
going to give you that kind of liquidity. So that's what we're doing to make sure that suppliers, supply chain people, for exporters can actually tap into rich export
wow,
and get
that is talk about solving some cash flow problems. Talk about stepping in the breach between where the bankers used to be.
Exactly. And what this really helps more companies bid for that work because they know they'll get paid right away.
Let me thank you for that, because I'm going to take a second. You know, small business owners have, if there's one abiding challenge that the Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. You know, we're all undercapitalized. And for you guys to offer that kind of a service, that's a big deal.
Well, thank you.
I wish it was spread across the country. So how do I have to what do I have to do to prove to you that my customer is an exporter?
Well, what you do is you work, we're signing up the companies and their banks, and they're going to their suppliers right now.
Right.
So that's the route we do it, so we can do this more quickly and do this on a larger scale.
Is there any degree of separation? I mean, is there like 1 degree or 2 degrees of separation until a product actually goes overseas, or
we work on a formula that we look to the exporter to, if say 20% of his sales are exported, there'll
uh-huh,
be some formula driven back of what portion of his suppliers we can't supply.
Right.
We don't actually trace it by serial number. We try and cut out the red tape and do this much faster.
Right, right. Well, good for you. Well done there. And so then I get paid, and then you look to the company.
Exactly.
I would subordinate my invoice to you, and so you would pay me for that work, and then the company pays you back.
Right, and we look to the company, and we do this through their bank.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how we can facilitate.
What a great, I've told you, how many times have I told you, you know, there are a lot of things that the government does that are kind of in the way of small business. Ex-Im Bank is not one of them. And I've said this many times before, Fred.
Well, thank you.
And I appreciate that. So tell us more about this program.
Well, so I think that what we saw is that there's increasingly, and it's true in this country, and it's true elsewhere, that a lot of small businesses are also supplying. We've got a rich resource here, a rich supply chain of technological products and services that are going overseas. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that those companies were able to avail themselves of the kind of export credit to sort of maximize their sales, maximize their cash flow. And as I said, importantly, they can now bid on work that they might not have been able to bid on before because they have no worry about when they're going to get paid.
And you know, right now the dollar is still the reserve currency of the world, but it's, the exchange rate is still very competitive, so it makes our exports much more valuable, doesn't it? And so that's, so if you're trying to export, you like where the dollar is right now.
Yep. Well, I don't like to comment on the dollar. I do say this though: I've been all over the world in this job, and I've logged about 175,000 miles this year. And I will tell you that made in America means more today than it on probably almost any time in our history.
Yeah, yeah. And
people
here,
not only like our products, they like our quality, they like our service, and frankly, they like the transparency of doing business with Americans. It's clear. The terms are clear. This is something that is valued by buyers around the world.
One thing that companies in other parts of the world don't worry about when they do business with a company in the United States, they don't have to have an organization over there to make sure they get paid, do they?
No. And that's what we come in. What the Export Import Bank does, one of the things
Fred, hold on to that thought. I'm going to stop you. I want to come back to that. Come back after these messages. Folks, we're going to talk about some of the basics. This new program that Fred has. Give me the name of it again, Fred.
It's called Supply Chain Financing.
And they can find that at
XM.gov.
So that's the name, folks. Go there and check it out. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the everyday things that XM does. It's pretty cool, too. Fred Hochberg is the chairman of the president. He's also our friend. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.